This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
With Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9.
Effie, thank you so much for joining.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining us on Australia's first and only gay and lesbian radio station.
I'm very excited.
Effie, you don't understand how excited we are. You are a gay icon.
Well, that says something for the taste of gay people. That's all I can say.
Absolutely.
We have the same taste.
I mean, Effie, you have been. I mean, is there anything that Effie can't do? We have loved you. Australian audiences have embraced you and loved you for 20 years.
Yes.
I mean, firstly, we want to know, what have you been up to lately? I mean, we're surprised that you don't have a TV show already.
I know. Listen, I play hard to get on many levels, on sexual levels. You know, as you are all well aware that, Mum, you know, some of my seals are still in place, if you know what I'm saying, downstairs. If I had to, you know, if I was a rental property, for instance, I'd be getting my bond back. I play hard to get. Sometimes too hard, sometimes impossible. Look, I get around on television, but I get around in life. And I've also been to Greece.
Oh my God.
And I've seen what's going on there.
Because I was going to ask you where your accent's from.
My accent's from Broadmeadows. Where do you reckon? Nah, come on, my accent is half Yobbo, half my parents.
Yeah.
That all works out. It's a mishmash. That's it. No, I mean, listen, I am Greek and I'm proud of it, obviously.
Yeah.
But I'm many things that I'm proud of. I'm an ex-hairdresser. I was really proud of the amount of cash I made.
Yeah, I know.
Just those were the good old days, especially with the root perm and everything.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got a logie, but the cash means a lot more, you know what I'm saying? And like, Greece has got a lot to be grateful for and proud of. I mean, it gave birth to what you guys are into. Both the gays and the lesbians. You know what I mean? They broke a lot of ground, some of which was philosophical and mathematical and some of which was sexual.
But you know what? If it's so true, because Greeks did create homosexuality.
Yes.
And how do you, I mean, you're into homos, yeah? Like, you don't have any...
I'm into homos in a heart way.
Yeah.
Not in a genital
way. So you're not in that way inclined at all?
Hey, listen, when push comes to shove, anything can happen. What I'm saying, desperate times, desperate measures. Is it my natural inclination? No. Do I think badly of it? No. Would I do it if I had no other option? Yes.
Yeah.
I get it. I get it. And you know what? It makes sense. Because, you know, it's better, you're better off being with your own gender most of the time instead of bitching about the opposite gender.
Absolutely. And
gay people get shit done, so to speak.
Yeah.
I mean, our lesbians are renovating the world. And gay guys are decorating it.
Do you know, Effie, this is really empowering for our listeners because it's a gay and lesbian radio station, but, you know, especially for questioning youth and the gay youth, this is what they need to know, that it's okay to be gay. So you're embracing it, even though you're not that way inclined, that's fine. But, yeah, if push came to shove, maybe.
Hey, sex is a dirty business. Let's not, like, keep it just in the gay and, you know, the straight business is pretty dirty as well. I mean, only if it's good, as the joke says. Sex is only dirty if it's done properly. So sex is sex. It's an adult thing, you know. Unless some immoral underage situation's going on, I say do whatever you have to do.
Yeah.
Get off.
Absolutely.
Life is very stressful, and the closer we stay to each other, the more we feel supported. And if you can get off at the same time, even better. So I'm not the church, and I'm not, you know, any of that. I say sex is healthy. Do what you got to do, as long as it's not, you know, immoral. And by that I mean, you know, involving animals or underage children. What's your problem? If it's consenting adults, knock yourselves out.
Absolutely. Oh, I am, you're hysterical.
I know, we all know that. We all know that. We're just all looking for opportunities to think that we're better than somebody else. So sometimes, you know, we add judgment to things that don't deserve it as a way of elevating ourselves if we've got nothing better to do.
Exactly.
Yes.
Hey, Effie, now, have you found love? I mean, are you there yet? Or, Talk to us about that. I mean, if you could describe your ultimate man, right? I mean, what does he look like? What does he smell like? What does he feel like?
Oh, you haven't even mentioned bank balance, but now listen, I have every right to be slightly paranoid.
Yep.
You know, I come with a lot that a lot of people don't come with. You know, I come with, you know, legendary status, cash flow, good looks, big heart, loved by all. You know, but also a little bit paranoid that, you know, there's guys out there that that can take advantage of the things that I come with, and so therefore I think that they need to turn up with a bit too.
Mm.
You know? Am I shallow? Yes. But you know, my mother says, you know, guys can afford to be ugly.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? Whereas women, you know, we might not be able to punch someone's face in as successfully as a guy, so we need to knock them out with our looks if we've got them. And if we don't have them, then with our personality. And if we don't have them, then with our brains.
Yeah.
We've got to be a little bit more inventive about what we bring to the table. The least they could bring is some money.
Yep.
A good heart. You know, lack of baggage. You know, a well-adjusted Greek mother, if there is one, or mother in general.
Yeah.
Because that Oedipus thing started off with the Greeks, but, you know, it's been taken over by a lot of people, so sometimes you do inherit a mother.
Yes, absolutely.
But, you know, you just want someone that you get off on as many levels as possible.
Yeah.
That's a decent person. And yeah. I have not found that yet, and I'm looking for love. That's why I'm doing this stage show, Date with Effie.
Yeah. Now, can you tell us a little bit about A Date with Effie? Go on.
Well, it's an intimate experience.
Mm.
It's hilarious. I talk about everything from economics to love to you name it.
Oh my God.
I talk a lot about sex, you know, and my limited experience of it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've had I've dated a lot.
Yeah.
So I've been the United Nations of dates because, you know, once you've done a decade of Greeks, you don't go back there easily. So, you know, I've tried to break it up. I've tried not to be, you know, culturalist.
Yeah.
and I talk about that a lot. But it's an unforgettable night.
Yeah.
It's a legend.
Yeah. Do you talk about foreplay at all?
Well, I do because I don't play the one play, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Foreplay, I've had some experience in.
Yeah.
Oh, look, I'm still a virgin. Why are you laughing, Anastasia?
Well, no, you are because you're Greek.
I'm assuming you're a virgin as well.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I don't know. Have you had any sexual experiences with guys?
I have, actually, yeah.
You tried to deny.
Yeah.
You did the denial. My God, that must have been ugly for
ages.
Did you for ages?
It was actually horrible, though. I don't get it. I don't get it at all, Effie.
Well, there's a hole and you put something in it. That's as complicated as that gets. You know. But did you scrub yourself in the shower afterwards? Did you
just do that? No, I just felt... I had to drink more after it. It just didn't, it just didn't fit right. And I suppose you're right.
That's why all the yogos are getting pissed. That's why they're trying to deny the urge that they have.
Exactly.
You know, the Greeks say you're not gay unless you're receiving.
Exactly.
That's a typical Greeks, always negotiating, even on that level.
Totally. But, you know, Effie, it would be really hard being you because, look, you are a virgin, but you're really good looking, right?
And very attractive.
Very attractive. I mean, how long does it take to get ready in the morning for you?
Well, I've got it down to a very economical hour and a half.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So I wake up before the alarm and, you know, I take it down to the wire. Look, I just think, you know, what life's hard enough and if you don't feel good about yourself, it's even harder.
Absolutely.
And I do. I mean, I love myself. That's why I do all that. I don't do it to get anyone else's approval.
Yeah.
I do it just to turn myself on.
Yeah,
absolutely. You know, I'm a narcissist. In a good way, a healthy one.
Yeah, is there a healthy narcissist?
I don't think it affects anyone unless you're in a relationship and then, it, you know, and then it's a bit tough for the other person. But, you know, I just think, you know, self-preservation is very important.
Mm. Is it hard, though, keeping it out of, you know, like is it hard being a virgin?
It is hard, but, you know, I had the misfortune of seeing a penis, and I don't think I've been the same since. Why didn't anyone warn us? Yeah, I know mothers say that about when they have children. They go, oh, my God, why didn't anyone tell me?
Bad.
You go, what are you talking about? All mothers whinge, at least for the first couple of years. Were you not listening?
Yeah.
But no one told me what a penis how confronting it is to look at a penis.
Yeah.
I mean, I felt a mixture of horror and pity. Because I thought, man, fancy walking around with that thing.
Oh, totally.
I mean, it's pretty full on.
Yeah, it's really full on.
And I don't care whether you're circumcised or not. Still, you know, it's still a trip.
Yeah, it's totally. Especially when it's on and it's you've put it in ice, it swells up and it's not pretty.
It's not. And, you know, it's, you know, my mother used to say that guys already have an earring. I don't know why they want another one.
Oh,
and it is. It's like a very dangly earring there.
Bad.
It changes in size depending on happiness levels.
Totally.
Your opportunities.
If your parents must be so proud, though, that you're still a virgin, though. Come on. For a Greek girl.
Their pride runs out at a certain age.
Yeah,
pride, you know what? It's not willpower anymore.
Yeah.
It used to be willpower. Now, I'm just getting a stench about me. I'll be on the shelf, on that pedestal I place myself on. And it's lonely up there.
Oh, know? Bad. Effie, back to, so you tell me, when's it happening? When are you going to grace your presence in Melbourne for a date with Effie?
Oh, my God, I think it's Thursday the 29th, and I'm going to Wogsville. I'm going to Oakley.
Oh, my God.
Oakley's not what it used to be.
Nah.
Oakley used to be a shocker. You know, they go, I remember when I was a child, people go, oh, they've moved to Oakley, you're all the poor things,
yeah.
You know? But now, Oakley has got the pulse of Melbourne. It is grown. It's become this, you know, Greek capital now, without doubt.
I love going to Oakley. Everyone is Greek there. I actually worked there about 20 years ago and went back recently. It is the best.
Oakley's the best. You wanna eat something good, you wanna have a coffee, you wanna be transported to a little bit of Greece in the Greek suburbs of Melbourne.
Absolutely.
And that's Oakley. Oakley's the new black.
Yeah, it is the new black.
It's the new blue and white.
Oh my God, that's hysterical. So you're there on the 29th of November.
At Caravan, it's a great venue.
Oh, fantastic.
And they do a lot of music.
Yeah.
A lot of musos. And I'm going to be doing a show there. And before me is a guy called Xavier Michalidis.
Michalidis,
you
know him? No, but...
Super cute. He's got shaved head and he's half Irish, half Greek.
Oh, my God.
And he's a stand-up. He's been on Rove and lots of, you know, he's like a somebody in the stand-up circle. He's on before me and then I come out and do my show.
Oh, he did a recent show. I think it was The Brain Whisperer. Yes. It was nominated for the Comedy International Comedy Festival.
He did.
Oh, my God.
He's good. He's very charming, very, very professional, and he's the foreplay, and I'm the, you know, I'm the main course or the intercourse, if you want to call it.
Oh, my God, I reckon the intercourse for sure. I mean, look, Effie, I have to thank you so much for joining us today, because we know that you are such a busy woman.
I'm busy, but you know, Anastasia, you stalked me in the kindest, most sweet way. I was never going to say no to you, only on that level.
I did stalk you. I started getting really paranoid, but...
Do you know what? If I had known you were there, I would have responded earlier. As soon as I saw that you wanted me, I thought, why not give her a piece? Not the whole meal, but just give her a piece.
Yeah.
And it's been good for me, but it's been great for you.
Oh, Effie, you are so wonderful. Now, it is November the 29th, which is... It's a Thursday night, and it's going to be...
really well in ticket sales, but I want you guys there.
Yeah, no,
guys.
Trust me, we're so going to be there.
I want gays, I want... I want everything I can get. It's a very multicultural, multi-leveled, you know, 3D experience.
Yeah, it sounds fantastic. Well, look, a date with Effie, it's going to be part of Caravan Park in Oakley. It's the 29th of November.
Did you say Caravan Park?
Is it called?
It's not outdoors, you know. It's at the caravan. It's caravan. Well, you're going to have these people turning up with banana
Effie.
And stuff. No, it's a proper venue. You're going to love it. Get on my Facebook. Hey, guys, can you guys put my Facebook? It's Effie. It's Facebook Effie Good Thanks.
Oh, my God, okay.
Get on, like me.
Yeah.
Not lick me, but and I will like yous too. And you can find out how to get the link to Caravan, or just go to just Google Caravan Venue Oakley and buy tickets.
Oh, that is fantastic. Well, look, Effie, thank you again for joining us today. And I promise you, we will come and see you on Thursday.
I love you, guys.
And look, we may even hook you up, and hopefully, maybe we can get you into the studio.
Oh, yeah, no. Man, I'm there.
Oh, my God. We'd love to have you, Effie.
You're there, I'm there.
I'm so there, babe.
I'm there on Thursday the 29th at Caravan.
Van.
Good. It's time we had a big laugh.
Absolutely. That was fantastic.
You had the best laugh. All right.
Effie, thank you so much, babe.
All the best.
Bye, darling. Mm-hmm. Bye. Bye.
Anastasia and Warren, Mondays, Thursdays and Fridays for breakfast on Joy.
And now available via podcast at joy.org.au, on iTunes or your favourite podcasting platform.
Joy 94.9, your voice, your radio station.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.